The younger sister of Rosemary Kennedy, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, started Special Olympics more than three decades ago. Since then, it's grown from a relatively small event with a couple hundred athletes to a worldwide network for the developmentally disabled. Kelly Klepping works for Special Olympics Wisconsin and has seen the event change over time.
The average age of an athlete in Special Olympics around the world is about 29 or 30. So it's not even children anymore. It's a new way of life. We have more than 150 countries that are involved in Special Olympics. We have really created a model community.
Although Rosemary Kennedy's life greatly changed people's attitudes toward the mentally disabled, the oldest sister of John F. Kennedy lived most of her life shielded from the public eye. For 57 years, she lived at an institution in Jefferson, Wisconsin. St. Coletta spokeswoman Andrea Speth says the community was respectful and protective of the former president's sibling, which gave Rosemary Kennedy a certain anonymity despite her famous family.
And I think that's a great tribute to not only St. Coletta and the staff that worked most closely with her, but also to the Jefferson community, which really sort of protected and insulated her and allowed her to live a very quiet, very full, but anonymous life.
Rosemary Kennedy was born mentally retarded and had a frontal lobotomy 23 years later. Her condition became public after her brother was elected president. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.